Now's the time for stepping out of place. Get up on your feet and give account of your faith. Pray to God or something, or whatever you do. What I see can make me stop and stare, but who am I to judge the color of your hair? Surely y'all are feeling much the same as I do. We got to keep this world together. Got to keep it moving straight. Love like we mean forever. So the people can relate. If you're rolling to your left, don't forget I'm on the right. Of the troubles of today, is it easier to put that gun away, or is it difficult to stop the world and show that you care? Everything and everyone we know is beautiful. Surely you will be the guiding light to save us all. Maybe we can be the vision of a prophet man's dream. This world together, gotta keep it moving straight. Love like we mean forever, so the people can relate. If you're rolling to your left, don't forget I'm on the right. Trust and forgive each other.
Hey everyone, welcome into Let's Get Local here on this Saturday. Some fun things at the studio, but we are getting some things kicked off. It is the last Saturday of February, and there's an important event to tell you about right now. It's happening over at Forward Thai Boxing. Abby Brown from Forward Thai Boxing is ready. Abby, you are getting things prepared for this workshop today. Tell people about how they can still participate.
We're looking really forward to this afternoon. We have a Krav Maga workshop. Where students are going to learn really basic but effective strikes to use in real life self-defense situations when they need to protect themselves kind of out in public. So, we're really looking forward to this afternoon. The workshop is from 1 to 3 here at the gym. And there are still spots available for anyone who wants to just stop by and get signed up right on the spot for the event this afternoon.
Absolutely love that. So the Krav Maga workshop, a self-defense workshop. We've talked about it a little bit on the show before. We learned a little bit more about that if you've listened in past weeks. But just to refresh people, Abby, today, what is the goal? What will people get out of this workshop today at Forward Thai Boxing?
Yeah, so the foundation of Krav Maga is to teach students the skills and techniques that they will use out in the public in real-life self-defense situations. So you need to protect yourself because someone comes up to you and is, you know, threatening you. So today we're going to learn some of those basic strikes, but yet they're super effective. We're going to learn a palm strike. We're going to go for that groin strike as well. We're going to also learn some defenses, how to break a wrist grab or how to break out of a chokehold and things like that. So really super basic things, but they're going to be very effective. The foundation of Krav Maga is to not engage, right? So I want to disarm and then disengage, which means I want to take away the power of anyone who's trying to come after me and then get myself out of that situation.
Love that. Very useful tools and techniques and strategies people can use moving forward. Again, the biggest thing we talked about before, right, is you never want to be in that situation, but if it happens, you are prepared, and that's what this can help you be ready for.
So true. The big joke with all of our students is, you know, they come and to the gym 2 to 3 times a week and practice all of these skills. But in the end, we hope we never have to use it. We hope that no one is ever in that situation. But if you are, then you're super prepared, right? You not only have the tools to defend yourself, but you have the confidence to use them. And thirdly, you know, when we're in those situations, it's really, we're scared, we're stressed out, and we can't just rely on something that we've learned one time. The brain is not going to pull that out. So if we just do a workshop, right, we're not going to pull out those skills and strategies. So this needs to be something that we practice every day on a regular basis. And then that muscle memory is there. So if you are in that type of situation on public, your body knows what to do, and it's just going to do it automatically because you've practiced it so much.
Okay, so Forward Thai Boxing giving you the opportunity today to go to the Krav Maga workshop, learn these things from instructors, certified instructors, Abby, too, like we've talked about. And the other part is these are tools they'll take away from them from the class day. Whether they decide to go for future classes or events with you, or they just go to the workshop today, there are useful things that people will get out of it.
For sure. Especially, too, that situational awareness, right? So when I'm out in public or in crowds, How do I pay attention to my surroundings to make sure that I maybe even avoid getting myself into a situation that I wouldn't want to be in?
So we are talking with Abby Brown over at Forward Thai Boxing. The website is forwardthaiboxing.com. And Abby, if people want to stop by today, right, because that you can walk in and register for the workshop starting at 1 o'clock, tell them where they can find you.
Yeah, so we are located 2 blocks south of the Beltline on Rimrock Road, so pretty much the corner of Rimrock and Moreland Roads. Brand new building here, great space. We're right next to Finca Coffee, if anyone is familiar with them. And so they are welcome to stop by and get registered right on the spot.
Forward Thai Boxing with the Krav Maga workshop today, and you should head over there again, 1 to 3, some great opportunity to participate and learn new skills and maybe get that itch to start going to the gym and advancing those skills and train and grow. Abby, we've talked about Krav Maga. You also have a very big discipline in Muay Thai there as well, so you kind of bring both. It's more that for sport and then also more of the self-defense with your gym.
Exactly. Kind of anyone who walks into this gym, no matter what their goals, are going to have something that they are going to get out of it, right? So if you want to come in and do a Thai style of kickboxing, we have classes for that. And we also have Krav Maga, which is those self-defense. And we have a lot of students that take both. You know, our membership allows students to take as many classes as they can in a week and across both of the disciplines. So we encourage students to take both Muay Thai and Krav Maga classes. There's a lot of benefits that you can get from both of those, and lots of new things that you can learn. And a lot of students come in with that goal. They want to learn something new. A lot of students come in with fitness goals. And martial arts are definitely a really great way to support whatever your fitness goals are. If that's increasing your cardio or increasing strength, martial arts can help you with both of those. And then, you know, it's just a fun place to be, right? This isn't just some treadmill you're going to go run on for a couple of hours when no one knows that you were there. We have a real community here of people who are really supportive. So whatever your goals are, your training partners are going to be there to help you to achieve those goals. And, you know, a lot of people make a lot of really long lasting friendships here.
And the other thing I've seen from your gym at Forward Thai Boxing here in Madison, just off of Rimrock Road, is that you really have the ability. Your instructors are there. They'll work with people of all experience levels or no experience whatsoever and help them kind of get where they want to go and also figure out what those goals might be if they come in brand new and don't really know what goals they want to enter the gym with.
That is correct. We have students that have never done a martial art or even a sport before in their life walk in the door and are very successful with this. Our instructors are going to work with you and where you are in your journey with this. And I mean, I tell you, there have been some people that, like I said, have never done a sport before, have walked in our door, and they've been a student of ours for years because it's the a fun thing to do, a really supportive environment. And, you know, it's a unique thing, right? If you know you want to do something, but you just don't know what that is, I say come try Muay Thai or Krav Maga, and I think that's going to just like satisfy whatever it is inside for people that they need and are looking for.
Great cardio workout. You get your body moving. You learn skills. So many useful things there. One of the other things, talk about the space a little bit, Abby, since we have a little time here with you, is you mentioned it's basically a brand new facility. You guys just opened not too long ago and really have it set up exactly how you want, but some really good training opportunities and training space for people.
Yeah, we love our space. We're very thankful for this space. But for the students, too, they are getting, you know, just this brand new state-of-the-art space to train martial arts. It has all of the materials that they'll need here, so the pads and the heavy bags. Our flooring is really supportive for what we're training. It's soft enough in case we happen to fall, but it is strong enough to also support us as we're training martial arts. And then we also have the boxing ring. And, you know, we're the only gym in this town to have a full boxing ring. I should say Muay Thai Krav Maga gym to have that full boxing ring. And it's really fun to train in. And it's a great tool for those of our students that want to compete because you need to have that boxing ring to be able to effectively train for competition. But any of our students are welcome to use that boxing ring during any of our classes. It's just an extension of our training floor. There's a really fun feeling you get when you walk into that ring to train. So we encourage all of our students to jump in there at least one time.
It's a fantastic space, and that would be a lot of fun. You guys got to have a lot of fun with that space, right? I mean, it's obviously a competition training space, but you guys have some fun in there too.
Yes, we definitely do. Yeah, it's a great space. It's got a really good feel.
All right. The Krav Maga workshop comes up in just less than 2 hours. You can head over to Forward Thai Boxing. Walk in, sign up today, learn some skills. That's Abby over at Forward Thai Boxing. Abby, thanks again for your time, and thanks for sharing this opportunity with our community.
Yes, thank you, Jason. It's great to be here.
The world and show that you care. Everything and everyone we know is beautiful. Surely you will be the guiding light to save us all. Maybe we can be the vision of a perfect man's dream. 'Cause we got to keep this world together. Gotta keep it moving straight. Love like we mean forever. So the people can relate. If you're rolling to your left, don't forget I'm on the right. Trust and forgive each other.
Welcome back. It's Let's Get Local here on this Saturday. We're going to have to adjust some things, not have our music liners anymore based on some things happening at the station. So I just got to be on my toes and ready to go. Luckily, we have guests with us like Megan Stern today from Dane by Local. Megan, how are you?
I'm great. Thank you, Jason.
Okay, good. I'm getting a little cardio workout in. This is fun. you know, they never tell the weekend producer what's up or what happened last, but we adjust on the fly. Here we are. We're talking about some things with Dane by Local coming up. There's some big events. We've just finished some things. We've got more things ahead. It's always something new. March is a big month for Dane by Local.
Yeah, it really is. And just a real quick, I want to call back to Coffee Fest that happened this week. That went really, really well. And we talked about it for the couple of weeks leading up to it. And I guess the one thing I just wanted to come back to was just to let people know that it was a great experience and it was a great day. But part of that is it's a good experience to see Madison and the culture around Madison of local, thinking local, buying local. I just thought about it afterwards. You know, you put a room of 30 businesses together, essentially should be competitors. And there's no sense of competition among them. It was just a really lovely, just like last year, just a really lovely event where they're not competing and they're sharing ideas and talking about giving each other tours of their roasteries. And I don't know, I just wanted to recap that as just like something I really, really love about our community. And it was just a great day to see that live in action.
Yeah, it really was fantastic. Coffee Fest annual event now is the fifth annual. I went back and checked, retraced the years on that, and it was the fifth annual. It's pretty exciting to have that. Staying on the topic of food, Megan, there's another food event coming up. It's centered around food. It's pie. It's one of my favorite things.
Yeah, mine too. Yeah, I'm very excited about this. This is a kind of a brainstorm our executive director had last year. We pulled it together really quickly last year. And so it was a great experience. But this year, going into our second year with much more time to plan, it's going to be huge. We're very excited about it. It is just, if anyone's familiar with our Soups On program, I know we've talked about it a lot on the radio, but it's just an opportunity for local businesses. And that is, in this situation, it's in-home bakers, bakeries, restaurants, any really food producers in the community that want to get some visibility or want to serve their crowd better, their community. And it's also an alternative source of income for businesses. They sign up to make soup each week. The public orders it on our online store through Dane by Local, and then they can just come pick it up one day of the week. Well, it's the same method. So our store opens March 2nd, and it'll be open online at danebylocal.com until March 9th. It'll close in the evening on the 9th. And on there, you'll find, so far we have, I think, 15 contributing businesses, and we're not done, over 400 pie options to choose from.
Okay.
Yeah. And there are all sorts of, I mean, we've got savory and sweet and, you know, we always say anything round. So this year we're going to have pizza as well. So I'm really looking forward to it. We've had our sponsor for this event is Murphy Desmond Lawyers, and they're just really generous to do this for us because we make no money on it. All of it just goes right back to the community. We really couldn't do it without Murphy Desmond. And the pickup is in Monona. So the pie makers bring us their pies on March 13th. And March 14th, Pie Day 3.14. So we have volunteers that come and stand outside with us and hand out the pies through the windows of the cars that pull up. So it's just a really fun experience. As I said, it's not a fundraiser. So it's just putting money directly into your local businesses without having to go out and shop for pie.
Yeah, a creative way for people to kind of, you know, create something new, try something different a lot of times too. That's what these people are doing with these events that Dane by Local puts out there for them, and then they participate. And then your participation in that event helps support those local restaurants as well. So last thing to talk about, of course, Megan, we have the Shop Local Tour. We'll be talking about that in upcoming shows. But we do have a breakfast coming up here on the 14th as well. It's the same day, right? So did you guys plan that out? Does that seem like that was good planning? Pie Day and the breakfast same day?
Well, unfortunately, they have to happen on the same day. I couldn't control when Pie Day was, and we always have our meeting that second Tuesday. So I won't be at the meeting. I will be solely working on distributing pies, but I'm sure they'll have a great meeting anyways.
Yeah, I volunteered to step in here and provide some insight for the meeting, and I'm looking forward to this. I'm going to give a presentation on the 14th at the breakfast meeting, so you should come, raising your game on promotional interviews and collaborations. I want to encourage our members to take opportunities like coming on the radio with me, like doing things on social with maybe a nearby store or a collaborator that they can work with to help lift each other up. And I want to give them some tips on, you know, setup and how to do it better and how to be comfortable in those situations and really communicate their stories the best way and most authentic way possible. And that's kind of what the talk's really going to be all about. And there's going to be a little bit of a workshop in there as well for folks to kind of practice and get to know each other and network. So I think it's going to be a lot of fun at the breakfast meeting on the 14th as well.
Oh, I'm so glad you're going to do that. I was wondering what the topic was because I wasn't in the loop on that, and it couldn't be better. That's wonderful.
We are talking with Megan over at Dane by Local. The website for more on Pie Day, how to participate, the breakfast, both the same day. You should just make it Dane by Local Day. We should just call it Dane by Local Day as well. So somebody could, you know, make that declaration. Maybe the governor, I don't know. Anyway, the point is... Yeah. We should really be participating and checking out danebylocal.com because there's so many great things happening over there. Megan, thanks for your time. Thanks for what you do.
Yeah.
And thanks for, you know, highlighting businesses and organizations in our community.
You're welcome. Thank you.
We are about to head to a break here in a little bit, but before we go, we have to talk about some of those fun businesses, and those are the ones that support us here on Let's Get Local. So a big thank you to some of our friends, like Easy Office Products, Gary and Rose Moles over at Easy OP for office products. If you need support with your office products of all kinds, whether you work at a home office, you work at an office somewhere else, check out EasyOP.com. Of course, Supac Evolution Financial. She's been with us for the duration here of Let's Get Local. EvolutionFinPlan.com. We talk with Sue. If you missed that interview, you should go back to last week's podcasted episode and learn all about Sue's work, and especially the work she does with people in transition. She's really found a niche there to assist people who are going through some sort of change with their finances, with their lives, and to be a good resource for them. That is SupecEvolutionFinPlan.com. More sponsors to come. One more before the break, though. Madison Top Company. They can put branded items for you. Make anything you want. MadisonTopCompany.com. We'll be back here in a little. And we're back here on Let's Get Local. Jason Hapeman, your host of the weekly program here, highlighting local businesses, organizations, and events. And right now we get an opportunity to bring in some new guests. It is Michaela, who's been on the program with us before, and also Caroline as well, to talk about a number of things. Now, Michaela has a lot going on. If you go and track down Michaela, you can find all of these different initiatives and activities all centered around helping people. And so, Michaela, we welcome you back to the show. Thanks for being with us today.
Thanks for having me, Jason. I'm excited to talk about creating a peaceful world. So thank you for including us.
Absolutely. So we've talked with you about White Door before and some of the activities you do there. We saw each other at Coffee Fest. We were just talking with Megan about that last segment and got a chance to hear more about this, creating a peaceful world. Now, tell us the backstory. You and Caroline here, as we bring her into the program too. Go ahead and just talk freely. Tell people what is this initiative and how it got started.
Yeah. So Creating a Peaceful World is a nonprofit that I founded in 2007. We've done lots and lots of things over the years. To name a few, we offered massage and energy sessions and stuff on the Wisconsin AIDS ride for many years. We participated in that way. When there was a protest at the Capitol, I don't remember what year that was, 2011, 10, whatever that was, we went on behalf of Creating a Peaceful World, setting any political agenda we might have to the side. There's maybe 10 of us at any given time. I slept on the floor for 7 nights, but on behalf of peace, just, you know, we had peace signs up. It was really just about, and for us, peace is kind of that space where we are just calm, at peace within ourselves, connected to the all that is, grounded, steady, and that our presence is what provides the peace. Not like I'm gonna bring you peace. It's not trying to help or do something to anyone. So if anything, we get to bask in the experience as we're on the job, you know, quotes and quotes, with what we'll do through the nonprofit. So a couple other quick things. We did Extreme Makeover, the Home Edition, which was, I believe, in Richland Center. We had quite a few of us. The thing that's really interesting is when the volunteers were on break, the man in charge of the the building and all that, David Simon, we had said something about feeling that the earth was struggling. One of the volunteers that was with us, and so there were 13 of us. He gave us hard hats. The rest were on dinner break. We walked down to the, the big gaping hole and, you know, just did what we did, you know. And when I turned, like, David Simon was so moved. And actually, that's when I got to meet his son, Davis. And there was an article written about this in a magazine, so I'm not betraying any confidentiality. And was able to support him when he had open heart surgery. So I was actually at the hospital in Milwaukee supporting, but the people back in Madison on behalf of Creating a Peaceful World, you know, were supporting as well. So we participate in a multitude of ways. Those are just a few examples from the past.
Gotcha. I'm talking with Michaela, and we'll bring Caroline onto the show. Caroline, how did you get involved in this initiative, Creating a Peaceful World?
Yeah, so Michaela and I met probably about 5 years ago, and my business, the slogan for mine is wellness from the inside out. And when we met, I actually came to her for some sessions to see kind of what she was doing, and noticed Cap W had the same kind of theme, the same commonality and the commitment, and it was peace from the inside out. And I said, you know, got to meet this woman, got to be with her. And it's been a journey. We've worked together on a lot of different things. But I was really excited when she wanted to kind of reinvigorate the commitment to Cap W. And so, you know, some new board members and just some different things that we're going to be doing out in the world. And so it was just really exciting to see that we had such a parallel commitment to the world and peace out there. So
that's fantastic. And explain a little bit more about how this came together, because I think a lot of people have ideas for, you know, ways they want to help, or they see an issue in the world and they think, man, I really like to make a difference there. How did this come together to kind of create this initiative where you were finding avenues, finding things to participate in, finding ways to impact people's lives?
Yeah, well, for me, it's ever since I can remember, it's been my commitment. I mean, I remember being an 11-year-old and really wanting people to have peace, right? And so over the years, I went, well, the way that I know I can make a difference is by myself owning that place of peace, but also training people how to find that within themselves. So there's hundreds of people that have been trained over the years that can be called on to volunteer for different circumstances or events. So I guess it's birthed from my commitment. And one of the reasons that it's coming back into being reinvigorated is because I see that it's really not mine. It's not for me to hold. It's a community, like the community of clarity. It's all of us holding it. And we've had that in the past where there's board members, but I still kind of had it wired up that I was the one responsible. I mean, legally I am, but I'm ready to surrender and participate in such a way that everyone's empowered in their commitment to peace and participating with different things that we offer through creating a peaceful world. And plus, I think it's useful. You know, it's really useful for people to, I don't know, like find that place within themselves, right? And to know that it's not a circumstance outside of themselves, like, okay, because I had a good donut, now I have peace. Or, you know, it's like, how do I find that within me? And I'm not saying it's meditating, you know, all that stuff can be useful. There's an energetic muscle of discovery of that place. Is it, Caroline, am I describing that?
Yeah.
In your experience?
Yeah.
Is that how you experience it?
Mm-hmm.
I did want to say too, Caroline didn't mention this, but she's coming on as the executive director. She's so skilled with, like, she can hold so many things at one time, right? And so I especially appreciate, because I love and trust Caroline, being able to participate with her and Wendy Warren, who's the president, Wendy Warren Grappentine. Anyway, we're bringing on new board members. I get going on it and I keep talking. So
it's exciting.
Pause for a moment.
So just to clarify, this is a local nonprofit here that you've helped create and now, you know, basically rejuvenate here. Caroline, you're getting involved in this. What is your vision and your sight, and why did you become involved in this?
Yeah. So in my business, I do a lot of different things, as Michaela said, but one thing that's always been a theme for me is having others find that place of peace. So my clients, you know, I do health coaching and some core work, but I also really have people kind of within themselves, within their core, try to find that space of peace. And I've been trained by Michaela over 450 hours of peace training. And so I just really was excited to say, you know, yes, the world needs this right now. I mean, it's not that we're saying, oh, we're giving you peace. We're offering ways for people to have peace, right? And find peace. And I think that can be so invaluable, especially right now. I mean, so I was very excited to help her revamp the website, which we're doing. So it's going through some different changes right now. And also just to get on board with other brilliant people that she's having on the board as well. And just, you know, have our mission to offer something pretty simple, which is peace.
We're talking with Caroline and also Michaela with the local nonprofit Creating a Peaceful World. And Michaela, so explain a little bit more, maybe if you can, about some of the ways you can assist people, or the basically the things you can open up to them that they maybe are missing in their lives.
Perfect. Thank you. I was going to speak about that next. So on the second Sunday of every month, we're doing something called Claiming Peace. It's an hour from 1 to 2. We did one last month, and the next month is going to be at Innovative Nutrition Wellness Solutions. People can find it on Facebook. It's at 34 Schrader Court. Again, the second Sunday of every month. And the idea is that we'll go to different places. Like, we want to get a hold of Moms, Middleton Outreach Ministry, and see if we can show up there sometime, and possibly Gilda's Club. And, you know, we want to go into the community. What we do is we talk a little bit about finding that place of peace. And then we put on some music and we do some hands-on energy, which again is not us doing to anyone. It's about supporting them finding that place within themselves. So we're doing that. We're also gonna, it's not in place yet, but one day a month, we're going to have people be able to come into our location and experience like a mini energy session, where a longer than from one, to, you know, long personal, just one person at a time. So that we'll be putting more information about that out there. I also wanted to mention that my mother and I have donated over 170 quilts on behalf of Creating a Peaceful World. And a couple other women have made a few quilts too. So it's been part of that organization. And that's been going on the last 5 years or so. So we're going to continue to do that. The idea is not so much for us to have to really work at. It's more that, like, say somebody's struggling with something and they, you know, I'm alerted to it, or the board is alerted to it. In our mind, for me, it's faith-based, so I turn it over to the divine. And in the commitment to turn it over, my belief is that it makes a difference. I mean, otherwise, how could that thing, the hospital in Milwaukee, you know, people in Madison were supporting, and I was feeling it, making a difference with Davis, who was having heart surgery. You know, so to me, it kind of exists out of time, participating with peace. So,
talking with Michaela Caroline here about the nonprofit that they are reinvigorating here in the Madison area, called Creating a Peaceful World. Caroline, as you're getting involved in as the executive director, and you look at the people you're going to be working with on this initiative, how excited are you to have the opportunity to collaborate with some of these wonderful folks and bring this mission, basically elevate this mission to the place you'd like to see it?
Yes, very excited. So a lot of the people on there have just amazing skills, right? So some are great at social media. We have somebody that's a talented musician that is going to be doing some things with that, trying to maybe have a podcast we bring to light. And just a lot of different, I love when there's multiple people that come together with, you know, gifts that are amazing that can, you know, we can always help each other. And I feel like if we don't use people's skills, you know, in a way that's helpful, it's a shame. So I just love that Michaela has been able to sort of, like she said, take some of the reins away from her and let other people kind of shine in what they can do, because that's really what helps a board in general to be able to be successful. So it's really exciting, actually. And I just we did that one at Lexus, and you know, we were talking about it earlier that you can't really describe what we do. I'm sure you were sitting near us. And so it's like, what are they doing over there? And I feel like if we can get more people understanding that Michaela always says, we're doing nothing, but we're holding space for nothing, for people to find that space of peace. And so as we get out more in the community, it's going to be so exciting to see how that affects the bigger world, right?
I've enjoyed my time talking to you. We're talking with Caroline and Michaela about Creating a Peaceful World, a nonprofit here. Michaela, if people want to get in touch, support, participate, or reach out, what are the best ways for them to do that at this time?
They can go through the website and send a request. The phone number is 608-238-7378. I think we're going to start having like a little mini talking about creating a peaceful world, so people can see how I really want to volunteer, so that it's not a bunch of individual conversations. It will have a and we'll do that via Zoom, and Caroline and I'll figure that out. So, but thank you, Jason, for having us on. Really appreciate it.
Absolutely. So it's great to catch up with you and learn more about what you're doing. I know it's always something good. I know that. And I always love highlighting good initiatives in the community. Michaela, do you have a specific website again for us? Could you give the URL?
Yes, it's CAPW.org. And as Caroline mentioned, we're in the process of revamping. And so, but they can reach us through that.
Perfect. Thank you both so much for your time and what you're doing in the community. Best of luck with creating a peaceful world and more to come. Look for that. Thanks so much.
Thanks.
Bye-bye. Thanks, Jason.
Before we head to break, got to give a shout-out to a couple other sponsors of the program, Forward Thai Boxing. Again, they have their Krav Maga workshop happening today, 1 to 3. You can still walk in the door and participate in Krav Maga over at Forward Thai Boxing. And also the Progress Center for Black Women, Sabrina Madison. Thanks for being a part of the show. Let's get local. And our friends at Ula Eyewear, Brittany, Margo, and the team, ulaeyewear.com. Back here at the Solidarity Realty Studios in Madison, Wisconsin on University Ave. Really glad to be with you once again. Jason Haven, your host of Let's Get Local. Again, you can find out more about the program looking up Let's Get Local on your favorite podcast site. Wherever you get podcasts, you can find previous episodes, great stories of local businesses, organizations, our sponsors like Ula Eyewear and others that we mentioned throughout the show, and just an opportunity to engage and find out about your community and local businesses and orgs that are doing so much. We get a chance to bring a newer group to the area on today to learn about them because they came from the South. They came from far South. I know you can't come that far North really when you're coming up to Madison and still be in Wisconsin, but Badger Brothers Coffee has recently opened in Mount Horeb as well. And Keely is with us now to tell us a little bit about that, being in Mount Horeb, and you had an event today. So welcome to the program.
Yeah, thank you so much, Jason. So yeah, like you said, we came north from good old Platteville, and I've got Hannah here with me, who's one of the owners. But yeah, we've been in Platteville for about 20 years come April, and Hannah and her husband Austin were just looking to expand, and to Mount Horeb we've come. So we've been open for about 3 weeks now, come Monday, and we just had a great collaboration with the public library, where we talked about the history of coffee, did some coffee tasting, and made a little coffee bath scrub that people could take home. So it was a super fun event, really successful. So it was a lot of fun.
Keely and Hannah with us here on the show to talk about Badger Brothers Coffee. So that's Hannah, tell us a little bit about that transition. I mean, about 20 years in Platteville, and what made you decide to expand to Mount Horeb?
So my husband and I are the third owners to come through Badger Brothers down there. We took over the business January 2020. We have spent our time there just building to be a cornerstone of the community. We have our full service cafe as well as doing some breakfast and food there. We do all our roasting operation out of that building. We've really just kind of maxed out what we were able to do in our space there, and looking to expand. The next option was to join a new community. So,
well, you picked a good one. I mean, Mount Horeb, there's so many good things happening there, and I love the small business community in Mount Horeb, how they really come together, support each other, so much like Dame by Local does with all of its members. But that's just kind of a subset. I just get that feel from that community. You mentioned the activity you had today. Tell us a little bit about what you did at the public library. How did it go, and what was the response from Mount Horeb?
Yeah, so we basically had a whole history that Hannah kind of went through as far as the origins of coffee. So people kind of had a better scope of how your coffee is made, where it's grown, where it's coming from, and what we do as far as our process. So a lot of people seemed really enlightened by the whole process and the whole thing. There are a few shocking stories. Hannah's favorite, probably. What would you say?
My favorite story is the origins of coffee in Brazil was the Brazilian farmer who made his way over to French Guinea asking for some coffee seedlings. And when they refused, the French governor's wife was interested and snuck him a few beans and a bouquet of flowers on his way out, which then became the multi-billion dollar coffee industry of Brazil.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah, that's pretty remarkable. Well, I did you work with Melissa over there at the Mount Hermon?
Yes. Melissa is super great. She's been super awesome as far as collaborating. She came up with the bath scrub idea where we used some of our grounds as far as that. So we made a nice little coffee scrub that people could take home as well as tasting, you know, the difference between light, medium, and dark roasts and kind of walking people through that tasting process and kind of helping them figure out what kind of notes and different acidic levels and different things like that are more of their personal preferences.
We're talking with Keely and Hannah with Badger Brothers Coffee, now in Mount Horeb, just 3 weeks long here, but been around for more than 20 years out of Platteville. So good to have you in the Mount Horeb community now. You can find them on socials, Badger Bros Coffee, Mount Horeb on Facebook. You can learn all about what they're up to. Tell people about where you're located and your space in Mount Horeb.
Yeah, so we are actually just right off the main drag, right before you get into the whole heart of downtown. And we are in a little blue house in the lower level of that. It used to be the electrician, a t-shirt shop, a pet store. All of the locals have filled us in on all of the old stories and the use of the space. But you'll see us right there on the left-hand side before you get into the main street there. And it's a cute little space that you can come and sit at. You can hopefully during the summer, we'll have a walk-up window, and it is kind of out of a garage. So we do have a garage door that we're hoping to open up and have music and stuff like that during the summer as well.
Fantastic. I will definitely have to check that out next time I head over to Mount Horeb. Beautiful community and love the space. Who have you been able to connect with here locally? So you mentioned food. Always catches my attention, and it's right around that time. But anyway, tell us a little bit about how you source your products and some of the things that you offer food-wise in Mount Horeb.
Yeah, sure. So we're kind of contacting a few local bakers to hopefully get their bakery into our cafe. I know Tisha's Delicious Bakery. She has been great, and I'm meeting with her this upcoming week. And hopefully we can have some gluten-free and keto options as well for our friends that are kind of on those diets. We are also hopefully in the next, not really sure as far as undetermined time, we'll have some sandwiches and bagels and different things like that that you see at the Platteville store. We're hoping to eventually expand the Mount Horeb store to that as well, but kind of getting our feet under us first before we take on too much to handle. So
it's a wise decision. Starting with the coffee, though, currently, can people buy coffee from you? Can they buy beans from you? What are all the ways they can purchase from you right now in Mount Horeb?
So we're serving your classic coffee shop drinks in Mount Horeb. We also sell our bags of beans in store, and they are available online on our website. We do ship directly to your front door.
Perfect. Okay, so what's the website where people can order from?
So you're looking for badgerbroscoffee.com.
BadgerBrosCoffee.com. You can order right there. You can support a great new coffee shop in Mount Horeb. Also in Platteville, Wisconsin local, Go Local Wisconsin. We appreciate you guys so much. Keely, Hannah, for telling us about Badger Brothers Coffee today. The website, badgerbroscoffee.com. You can find them on socials with Badger Bros Coffee. Thanks so much for your time today and telling us about Badger Brothers Coffee.
Yeah, of course. Thanks for having us, Jason.
Have a great weekend and a great spring in Mount Horeb.
You too.
That's it for Let's Get Local today. As we wrap up the show, just want to say a big thank you to all of our guests. Again, don't forget about the Krav Maga workshop. You still have an hour to get over to Forward Thai Boxing. If you want to participate, learn self-defense today, forwardthaiboxing.com. They are just off of Rimrock Road in Madison. Also, of course, we got the Dane by Local events coming up, and I'm excited to be a presenter on March 14th at the breakfast meeting. So if you go to danebylocal.com, come say hello to me at the breakfast. It is a free event. It is a member event, but it's also open to the public. So head on over to Dane County Humane Society on March 14th for the Dane by Local Breakfast. We appreciate our sponsors. We appreciate Solidarity Realty Studios here for giving us the op. And you know we're on Mad Radio now and the Civic Media Radio Network. That is Let's Get Local for this fine Saturday, the last one of February. Be good, stay good, and go local, buy local, be local. Catch you next week.